Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Holter, depending on endoscopy report on patient Madeline Perez, date of birth 4/4/1979, date of procedure March 29, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Holter, deal. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies, comma, cold snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy. Just with cold snare polypectomy. Indication is abdominal pain, comma, heartburn, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, history of PUD. Description, procedure, informed consent is obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possible bleeding, methylation, vegetable music. I'll explain to the patient, period, the patient is brought to endoscopy, see a place in left lateral position, sedation, for anesthesia, service, and non-anesthetic care. Well-lubricated, limbic, video, gastroscopes, introduced into the esophagus, and into the drug mission, to the second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examination, media, the duodenum, pulled, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, junction, esophagus, period, retroflex, is obtained, the cardiac period, resection from the stem before withdrawal, the scope, period, the patient was then turned on in left lateral position, period, a digital rectal exam is normal, period. A well-lubricated limbus video colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the epimysial or ileocecal valve and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flex, transcolon, colon, fracture, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum, period. A retroflex used to obtain the rectum, period. Bottom bowel prep score is greater as a... Seven 2-3-2, the prep period. Patient had procedure well without any complications. Findings that upper endoscopy, proximal mid esophagus appeared on remarkable busy line was irregular at 35 centimeters from bite block, with two tongues of salmon colored mucosa extending approximately 15 millimeters, comma. Comma prog C0 1.5, comma biopsies routine in all four quadrants per the Seattle protocol. For further evaluation to allow Barrett's esophagus, next line, there's evidence of gastric erythema, diffusely coma biopsies retained in the antrum and body for histology separately, and to rule out H. pylori, next line, there was a total of 8 gastric body polyps that were removed, comma, 5 were removed with cold snare polypectomy, and 3 were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, range in size from 3 millimeters to 10 millimeters. Next line, there was 3 gastric antral diminutive polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of duodenal bulb erythema. Biopsies were obtained. For histology. Next line, otherwise an unremarkable duodenum to D2. Biopsies were obtained in D2 for evaluation for celiac disease. And bill appeared normal. Next line, plan. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line. There were three rectal polyps, period. All were removed with cold snare polypectomy and range from 6 millimeters to 10 millimeters in size. Period. These were sessile. Next line, there was a sigmoid colon sessile, approximately 7 millimeter polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on X reflection that were non-bleeding and were moderate in size. Next line, plan follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, may need repeat EGD. Pending path of the gastric body polyp, body and antral polyps. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Recommend anti-reflux precautions. Next line, may need trial of PPI therapy. Town will observe response to famotidine BID for now. Thank you.